This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
That was bad. So bloppy, fat boy's body, fat boy's body sucks, fat boy's fat as sh**.
Hey, baby.
Hey, yeah, yeah, now, oh my God, he's fat again.
Yeah.
Gained more weight than his way in.
Cause
he's been eating nachos, chowing down.
Cause
now his gut is getting bigger than a cow. Fat boy flexible. No.
No.
Is he a healthy man?
No.
Is he sexual? Gross. Cause you cannot see his penis when he's looking at the ground. Fat boy's body, yeah, it's so floppy, yeah. Fat boy's body, fat boy's body sucks. Fat boy's fat as sh**.
What?
Say again.
Fat boy.
What? Fat boy. That's a fun song.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's mean.
Talk about legit heat.
Fat boy hates that song. I would, too.
We got it, Dan. There's other people on the show, Dan.
Well, my Lord, the only ones about me are, oh, you have a big beard. Oh, you have diabetes. Oh, you're going to lose a leg.
I know there's like two or three. I got like 80. I got more than George Strait at this point. I'm on double disc.
All George these. By at best.
50 you, number ones.
Do you want to be me,
50
fat
number
boy?
Twos is yours.
They I don't know what you're going. Talking about, Paige. All yours do is glorify your big breasts.
Oh, that, and then I'm horny. I mean, come on.
Oh, poor thing.
They must be looking at your Instagram.
What you doing, Dan?
Yeah, do something about her being an actress now or something like that.
Oh, come on.
Golly. Bump. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
That's awful.
It's 8:08. Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
Today is your pigskin punishment. How's yes, my pie, by the way?
Damn good.
You like it?
Pecan pie is even better.
Yeah.
Did you make that for real?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't come up with the recipe or anything. Ingles did. No, I made that.
Yeah, pie's not not the hardest thing to do, but it's a damn good one.
It was tasty.
Thanks. Yeah, Paige had some, too.
I did. Nom noms.
I threw away Fat Boy's portion.
I would have taken it home with me.
Yeah.
Ingle likes pecan pie,
good.
Too.
Any news out of Gay Timmy?
I just text him to tell me, like, hey, man, let me know when you're here. We'll send Paige down to let you in.
All right, right on time. Love it.
Okay. Yeah, Gay Timmy, maybe we should have given the My Mama Mary treatment to and told him 30 minutes earlier.
You know what? He would turn that car around and go back home and go to bed.
Oh, boy.
Well, you would probably hope for that, wouldn't you?
No, I want to do this.
Timmy gets my piece of Fat Boy's piece of pie.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
He's here.
Oh, he's here.
He's here.
Paige, would you grab him?
I will go grab
him. Let him in, please. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah. Is he dressed like a bear in the lobby?
Yeah. Yeah, he just pulled up.
Thank God. Paige, be careful.
I'll be right.
Thank you.
All right. Somebody drops a $3 bill.
All right, now I can start roasting Paige now that she's gone.
I don't have anything bad to say about that
woman.
No,
neither. I love her today.
I don't know what to get her for real.
You don't know what to get her?
No, not really. It's got to be more personal than a gift card, I guess.
A man.
I'll tell you something I found out just by talking to her. You know when she's in here, like, talking and you're, like, you know, nodding
all the time,
and pretending
yeah.
to listen? I heard her just kind of over talking that she goes to Breakout Bras if you want to go get her bra. Although I bet one for her costs like $500.
Mm-hmm.
She does love Breakout Bras. She said the best.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I'm not trying to necessarily. I'm just telling you that's where she buys her. I got my socks inside out. Look at that. Yeah. That happens.
You should make her one. I know a guy who can get with the rebar.
Yeah.
Does he work for Metromont?
Matter of fact.
You can upcycle one with all the. She says she doesn't like the ones with the metal in them, though. I don't know how it doesn't.
Let me ask you a question, Matt.
Yeah.
What in the hell would you get Fat Boy if you had to get Fat Boy a gift?
Who got Fat Boy, Paige?
I did.
Oh, you did.
I got the guy who like doesn't seem to like anything today.
Now I
got
to leave so you can talk to him.
No, you stay here.
Because he's not going to do it anyway. Whatever you tell him.
Whatever you buy. Here's the thing. This is what I've learned with Fat Boy. Whatever you buy him will not leave the office.
It will not.
In fact, I bought him a really, this, you know what? You brought this up about nine earlier, buying him a shirt. I bought you a really, really nice name brand button-up shirt that had your stupid Clemson Tiger paw embroidered on it. Real nice shirt. You left it at Nine's house. And like it became a running joke that, oh, I guess I'll get my shirt when I come by there.
You should have taken that damn shirt because it was like 12 years ago.
I know. I forgot
the
shirt.
I forget.
Where am I going to wear it to?
Forgot. I don't know. A christening?
I wore a button-up shirt and...
I barely recognize him when he's not trying to scare the bejesus out of me dressed as a bear. And I have to make some, not necessarily amends, but I want to set the point. So, jump on this microphone over here, Timmy. Timmy, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing well.
Thank you for coming in to assist.
Oh, no problem.
Making me look silly.
First of all, let's get this out of the way. The frosting of tips. How often does one, what do you want to be, a stylist? Is that what you call it? Okay. As a stylist, how often does someone come in and say, oh, I'd like to get my tips frosted, please?
Every 6 to 8 weeks.
So people still ask for this?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of a dated style.
No, it's just highlights.
Like, I think in, like, 10 years, people are going to be like, oh, ombre, who wears that anymore?
Everyone will, but, you know, Keith Urban's got to get his tips frosted.
Oh, true. Well, how long is this process going to take you?
It should take, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's
no, that's not long at all.
And then what will the grow-out process be? Because he said that he will let it grow out through maturity.
It's just going to get you just get a lot of roots.
Yeah.
And just his ends are bleached.
So, but how long till we get back to what it is now, would you imagine?
Probably a month.
Oh,
that's not too bad. It's about the eyebrows.
Faster than your eyebrows.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
I was sitting here looking at you and I'm like, God, what's wrong with him? What's something's different?
I look sick. And then that's the thing. People they hear innuendos. They're like, wait a minute. Wasn't he just in the hospital for 3.5 days? Now his eyebrows are missing. Is he on chemo? What is this?
Oh, boy.
Did you say your thing you wanted to say to Timmy yet, Matt, by the way?
No, I was saving that to the tail end.
Okay, just want to check out.
You want to remind me of that?
About the bear?
Yeah. Timmy?
Uh-huh.
I realized that was all in good fun the other morning. I think you left there thinking I was pissed at you.
Oh, no. I was just kind of still half asleep, half awake.
Okay. Had you been asleep yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Timmy came up there as the bear and then went home for a little bit because it was cold. There wasn't nothing going on. So then he came back later.
Yeah.
If you missed it. So I had to go home and sleep a little bit because of the epilepsy. Couldn't stay up all 28 hours. I get there at 9. Basically, looking back now, he announces that Matt Man, good morning, as he screams down the concourse to me. Alerting everyone that I'm coming. Timmy's there inside of a teddy bear costume. They tell me to go pick it up. Rob Inario did.
Pick it up.
Pick it up. Pick it up, folks. Check a pick.
Pick a pick. My hourly photo.
And I go and pick it up, and it's Timmy who jumps out. And I don't know if you caught this, but I had to have a split-second decision. I usually am a pull-back when I throw a punch guy. I don't know that I would have connected, but I would have drawn back. But my first thought was that was a Marine. Then my second thought was that it could have been a woman or a child or something. So luckily for that reason alone.
I didn't get decked.
I say again?
I didn't get decked.
Oh, wow. I thought you said something else. Your Christmas is coming. Yeah. No, but I just wanted you to know that I was not mad at you.
Oh, I know. It was early in the morning. You still woke up.
I was getting that helped. Yeah, that helped.
I just didn't see the reaction.
I know it looks so real. It's funny. We had to help Timmy adjust his head, but when he got the head right, you couldn't tell.
When you watch that video, he's laying there like just a teddy bear would be laying up against a pole somewhere, and then
he sold it so good.
It's
so
awesome. Good. I watched it many times.
Mm-hmm. If you want to see it, text bear to 72341. BEAR to 72341.
If you want to see gay pictures of Fat Boy, naked photos of Fat Boy, text BARE to 72341. Let me ask you another question. This is why we're all being transparent here. Does it bother you when I say gay Timmy?
No.
You swear to God?
Yeah.
I don't want to bother you in any way.
No, don't bother me.
Okay. That's just how I separate you from all the other Timmys out there.
Yeah, there's not many of us.
What's in that jug you got there, Timmy?
It's called bleach.
Oh, okay.
Powder bleach.
How does one prepare for this? Would he have to wear one of those cool vinyl shawls?
Yeah.
Shawl. Vinyl shawl.
Smock.
What do they call it?
Shawl.
Shawl. Shawl sounds better than smock.
Shawl.
Smock him.
Yeah.
Smock him.
Watch out. He's already said he's going to deck me. With this talk. So what, he will just set back, and you'll be able to do this right here in the studio. No need for a sink of any kind or toilet.
I have to go stick his head in the toilet.
Okay. Flush it. Won't be the first time I've stuck my head in the
swirly. Well, we're going to need eight volunteers to come help us pick him up and put his head in the toilet.
I gave myself a swirly one time. You know, I can do a handstand.
Yeah, well, you had to take two ribs out to do that. Remember? Timmy?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like you, if you would, to go ahead and prepare yourself. We're going to have Nine put on his smock.
Smock. I got to do my hair. I got to wash my hair first, right, Timmy?
No.
Oh, okay. It's at the end?
After, yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. And Timmy, if someone would want to come out and get their hair frosted or tips or an ombre or any of that stuff, you are at David Scott Salon now, correct?
Yep.
David Scott.
On Congaree.
He and I have been close for many years, David and I.
Yes. Just call up and ask for Timmy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Timmy.
Always ask the phone.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, go ahead and hit that.
There you go. All right. Very good.
We'll take
a break. It's rare that Timmy comes in and does an appearance without getting dumped at least once or twice.
Oh, boy.
When we come back, Nine will begin his pigskin punishment. Nine's going to be a blonde. We'll see if he's going to have more fun. Right, Paige?
Yeah, he will.
I couldn't have more fun.
Mm-hmm. And Timmy, also, we need the carpet to match the drapes, too. So if you could work on that as well.
I wouldn't do that to Timmy.
Pig skin punishment is the Rise Guys. Nine's going blonde right after this.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:28. And we are live not only on your radio or your device, but we're also at Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We are live on there as Nine gets his blonde highlights.
Yeah, it's fun.
Kinda, it's already began.
Might as well enjoy it because it's happening.
Yeah. Nine's pigskin punishment this time was that he would have to get blonde highlights. Fatboy, I'm catching you off guard here. Do you happen to have that handy of Nine talking crap about people who have blonde highlights?
Oh, you know he does. He hates me.
He would
just
say
1 second.
All these awful things. You should hear what he said about truckers, Timmy.
Oh, my.
Ooh, Fatboy hates truckers, too.
Yeah.
As much as you do.
I love truckers.
Kimo Sabi. You mean this clip here?
Yeah, the worst hair a man can have is frosted tips.
It's the worst hair that a man can have is frosted tips.
Was, not anymore. I'm going to make it cool again.
And my apologies to those out there with frosted tips. Do you feel that way about ladies who have frosted tips as well?
Yeah, it's just highlights with the ladies, what Timmy said.
Paige has pierced tips.
Uh-huh. Do I now?
Yes.
I guess the bad thing for ladies is the ombre.
Man, I feel a certain way about that, but no one cares how I feel about that.
You can go ahead and say it looks trashy.
What's happening with women now is incredible. Women for years, when a single gray would come in their hair, they would run to the salon and get it dyed. Now young girls are getting their hair dyed gray.
Oh, Emmylou Harris.
Then when they would get their hair dyed blonde, they would freak out when the roots would start showing, but now reverse roots, the ombre, is in.
Yeah.
You know, I've about had it with style. Right when I catch on, they change it.
Oh, I got a cap on now.
Bell bottoms, suddenly, oh, no, we want skinny jeans. You watch. In 2 years, women won't wear leggings anymore. They'll be wearing, like, JNCOs again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be back. Like suspenders pants and chains everywhere.
Yeah, and then the high-waisted pants will go back to those low riding on the hips pants where you see like plumber crack on young women.
Yeah.
Guys, this is bringing back memories. I used to dye my hair, but I couldn't do it. It was always spotty.
You got
never
silver
blonde,
highlights
though
in it now.
It was like auburn. It was like red spots.
You highlighted?
Way back in high school,
I like
man
you better now.
That's probably why I don't have hair
any
now.
Pictures of that?
I'm sure I can find some.
Yeah. It's just odd. Like I remember a lady went to our church who, she would hate, I guess, getting gray hair so bad. She'd go and get something done to it. Ugh.
I got Matt's eyebrows on
well,
Instagram.
Well, somebody texted and said that it's not fair that I keep wearing the sunglasses when I should have to pay my penance with no eyebrows. So there. I'm trying to be a team player.
They're growing back pretty quick.
I think so. I use castor oil. Somebody told me on Snapchat to use castor oil, and I've been spreading that on.
I'm pretty sure the right one has more than the left one, though. You got more right brow than left brow.
They're brothers.
Thank you. Well, look, twins. Let's not make this about me. Go on, more. No, don't make it about me. But they'll grow back. This thing here, though, with these frosted tips, so it's going to be about a month that nine will have them.
God, they're both going to last. I don't want a punishment that's going to last.
Old
I'm not
going to
lose again, too.
Would get their hair dyed purple so it wouldn't look gray.
Yeah, they had that blue mousse stuff that my aunt would get put in her hair.
But then they'd say to their granddaughter, don't you get purple hair? You know what people say about you? Same thing said about you, Grandma, during Sunday school.
You don't appreciate the more diverse styles now, because back in the day it was a perm or a mullet and that was it.
I don't get it with women especially. It's like the new style. Well, it's not new. It was back in the 90s too. But now women wear half cowboy boots. It's like half a cow. It's a booty.
Like ankle. Yeah, booties.
Those are comfortable. Be quiet.
But it's a cowboy boot, but it's not.
It is a booty.
It's a cowboy shoe. It's a cowboy shoe. Yeah. It's not a boot. You don't call half of a man's boot, I like your booties. No, it's a shoe.
A shoe.
Shoot.
It's a cowboy shoe.
It is a cowboy shoe.
Thank you. I just wanted that. I do like them, though. I think they're cute. They look awful on me, though. Can't find them in an 11 triple wide.
Well, Paige's wearing like some kind of pirate boots today. Look at them things. They're like high-heeled, knee-high pirate boots.
And that's
boots.
Another thing. Women can announce if they're into taking somebody home just with their shoes.
Yeah. Well,
if you enter a bar, this is because tonight's the biggest bar night of the year. If you enter a bar, ladies, and you're wearing boots that are up to right at your knee or above, you're basically saying, come on, boys, let's go to the house.
That's what I'm saying today.
Yeah.
Well, what if you're a dude? If you enter a bar, then there, you're done.
If you're a guy, Paige, here's a hint for you. If there's a guy there,
He would.
He would.
He would.
He would.
He would.
Ring on his finger, he would.
What if it's really cold and that's why we're wearing it, because we've got big old socks underneath the boots?
Yeah, I just think women wear whatever shoes they think looks good.
Unless you rode a horse to the bar.
Plus,
you're going to have toenails like boomerangs. It ain't going to matter. If you already got you that far.
If you're a lady wearing some riding boots, I don't think you're looking for any. I just think you're kind of pretentious is what I get from that.
No. No, they might hide their cankles.
We never heard back from the chick who couldn't get her boots off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sticky feet.
If I could wear boots like Puss wore, you know, those big old, like they were real bellowing at the top. Pussy boots.
Oh, I thought you meant the dude from The Sopranos.
No. That was big. I'm talking about just Puss.
Malanga.
Puss would wear those boots that were like pirate boots.
Like swashbuckling boots. Yeah, I would wear
those. They were like all, you know, you could hide stuff in there, put your wallet down in your boots. Puss really had the right idea.
Keep that in mind, whoever drew Matt's name.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
All right. I'll get you some boots.
When I was a kid, I used to listen to that morning show, Puss in Boots. They were really good.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good. I miss those guys. Rest in peace. Jimmy, how you feeling? You feel that tingle that you get from a dying of hair?
No, I don't really feel anything.
Really? Yeah, I bet that you feel that.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
God, it's so advanced. Well, is a perm still a thing, Timmy?
Yes.
Really? I can't tell you how many Saturdays I spent enormous hair fashion.
Dude, that smell. My mama going to Mary Ellen's in Berea. Wow. That smell of perm.
Rotten eggs.
Can I ask you a question, Timmy? As a stylist, what is the one cut or style or, you know, the fad of the time that down deep you're like, oh, God, I can't believe that people still get this done?
The bob where they shave it up underneath.
That's still a thing? Where it goes up in layers? Up.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I would also pass judgment on that haircut, too.
I say
it's evil. It's like you're an alien or just a real evil person.
Yeah. Fatboy used to look at a girl's haircut and could tell their sexuality based on the haircut. And you know what? Damn, it wasn't true one time.
Yeah, if you got like half the head shaved and you got a big star in it, you know, with some glitter on it.
Watch out now.
The unicorn.
Yeah.
You
might dance somewhere like women.
Could be. Why couldn't it be both?
Could be.
You know how many strippers I've met in my life who were just into ladies and just went there to make money off of dudes?
All
didn't
of
like them.
Them
at all?
Every Most last one.
A lot of them.
Every one of them.
Timmy, how do we follow this? How will we know that it'll be ready to wash his head out?
You'll start to see the color decolorize, start to fade out.
Oh, okay.
It's like bleach.
Oh, so when his hair turns blonde, it'll be done?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm done now.
Do we have a timer?
This is why I should have stuck with Millie Lewis. I would have known all these things already.
No, it's still over there on Pleasantburg.
That's what it takes.
Go take classes.
That's what she's got.
Now everybody's going to want to see it if he goes out tonight.
Yeah. Let me see hair nine.
He's not. I screwed up nine. I did. I'm going out of town. We were supposed to have a booking tonight for an appearance, and I'm going out of town. So I made him lose money. I take Paige with you.
Need a stunt double.
Take Timmy with you.
Yeah, I'll take Timmy. Want to go, Timmy?
Nine is available for personal appearances tonight, the biggest bar night of the year.
Yeah, I'll go out and have some fun.
At Nine from TRG on Snapchat.
Yeah, N-I-N-E from TRG. Also Nine Rules on Instagram.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, and if you want to reach out to me at @omatthew, I will pass that information on tonight. And if you want to book me for anything past Tuesday of next week, I'm good that way as well. All right. No tingles yet. That's strange. I wonder if it's not working.
Timmy said it isn't on the scalp, so I won't get the tingles.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You know, like
it's on the scalp, you'll feel.
You don't have much feeling in strands of hair.
Yeah. All right.
So when you lose next week, is it going to be the beard? Something on the face?
He's not losing next week.
No, I mean, my picks are going to, I might be undefeated this week.
Timmy, one last question. Fat boy's mustache into his handlebar mustache. You see that right there? Mm-hmm. Does that look as though that's natural, or did at one time he decide to dye it and then go
it
back on
looks
it?
Kind of looks natural.
Damn.
I don't get it. Why it's just there. Why is everything else gray?
Naturally.
Because you see the color right through here on the sides.
But
gray.
Why is it when people smoke, their beard turns orange?
Or yellow? That's or because of the nicotine.
That's what it is. I see. Well, what is he smoking that's making it all turn gray?
I gotta have something though. I gotta diet.
It's powdered sugar that's just collected in his beard.
Powdered sugar.
Go bring that thing out. It'll be black again. Ah, like.
God almighty.
If only it was that simple. All right, we'll take a break. Nine is getting activated right now. He's gonna be blonde here before you know it. And if you missed yesterday's truth and consequences. Boy, oh boy, imagine being in a relationship where your husband's going out spending thousands and thousands of dollars without asking you about it. Finally, it came to a head yesterday. She called him and says, I'm putting my foot down and getting the hell out if I need to. You pose well for pictures, Jimmy. Anybody ever tell you that? I doubt it.
I have a good side, and it's either side. As long as I'm not looking head-on at the camera, I look all
right. There you're right. We'll take a little break. More Rise Guys right after this.
Rock at work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Hello, yes, I'm here.
All right. I was just taking up for you. I was telling these trollers that are texting in, always from an 828 area code, too. That's where the hateful people are, 828. They are texting in saying that you should have already talked. You've talked to him probably till you're blue in the face.
I have talked to him.
I know. What do people expect? You to just get the kids and say, I'm going to mama's house. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't mean this is the end, but you have to. You got to protect your investment, the investment of your life, the life of your kids, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I want him to know, I'm serious.
All right, so truth and consequences. We dial the number when he answers. I know he's already at work. Just say, hey, did I leave something in your car? Or just whatever, but just once you kind of break the ice or whatever it may be, then kind of get to the point about what this is about, and then we'll let once it kind of hits a certain point, we'll let him know he's on the radio too. Okay.
Okay. I'll try.
All right. Legally, I have to ask you this. You're absolutely sure you want to do it?
You have to ask me that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
It's so silly. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Truth and consequences. After we do football picks, I have to remind everybody it's for entertainment purposes too. Mm-hmm. We live in such a stupid, litigious society.
For entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, I'll sue. All right, here we go. Truth and consequence.
Hello, this is Jackson.
Hey, well, you seem excited, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm waiting on a call, honey. What's up? I don't want to get too tied up in case he calls me back.
What's the call?
I got a call about a Jeep I saw on Craigslist. I'm thinking about trading in my Renegade and getting a Wrangler.
Are you for real?
Yeah, absolutely. You've always known I wanted a Jeep.
Not really. You only started talking about a Jeep like 2 weeks ago. Like, I mean, it's not like it's something you've talked about for years.
Well, maybe because I thought I'd never get one, but now I want one, so why not?
Well, that's exactly what I'm calling about, actually. Do you have any idea how much money you spent this year?
I mean, I guess I bought a couple things, maybe like $5,000 or whatever. Why?
I guess I'll say it this way. Do you have any idea how much money you've committed to this year? I know you only paid, 6 months on the bike, but you still owe about like $10,000. So you've spent about like $15,000. It just concerns me a lot.
Okay. So far so good. I mean, we have some money, so might as well have a little fun before we get old, right?
Yeah, I know, but eventually it's going to run out, and we still have, Christmas coming up and just a lot of stuff on our plate. I mean, that's $15,000. You never even talk to me about it. You just show up with it.
And, you go to the grocery store and buy whatever you want. You get whatever you want, so I just assume that I could go do the same thing.
Oh, come on, give me a break. I'm feeding our family of four, and I keep a list in the kitchen that you can add to at all times. What I spend on groceries is so much less. Like, you can't even argue that. That's crazy. You realize you bought a motorcycle without even talking to your wife, right? And you're going to argue with me about me buying, like, Pop-Tarts. It's crazy.
I mean, maybe you think it is, but I don't know, honey. I don't really see what the problem is.
How do you not see that there's a problem with you spending $15,000 this year without even talking to me about it? We're married. We're supposed to be partners, but you really don't seem to realize that.
That's not true. I do. I and partners support each other. I swear you act more like my mother than my wife. I don't like this mama hen stuff, Em. It kind of pisses me off. If I want a Jeep, I'm a man. I'm going to go and get myself a Jeep.
See, we can't even talk about it. You just get mad and act like a little kid. I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to talk to you. I'm not trying to be your mother.
I'm not a little kid, and this is exactly what my mom warned me about before we got married. I'm a man, Emily.
Well, maybe if she didn't spoil you like a baby, you'd be a responsible adult.
I don't know. All I got to say is, when's the last time you ever apologized for anything, to be honest? Why don't you think about that?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
Oh, he hung up before we even got the cat out of the bag. Okay. All right. Emily, hold on. We're going to call him back, okay?
Oh, I'm so mad.
Okay. Don't cuss, please. There's a backstory there with his mother, huh? He was,
Of course.
Okay. Oh, did you hear that?
Of course. Of course. There's some stuff there. Okay.
All right. You'd like us to call him back, I would imagine? You down with that?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to hang up on me. He's like five.
Okay.
What if we act like we're selling the Jeep?
Do what now?
What if we call back and act like we're the ones selling the Jeep?
Oh, that's funny.
The guy from, what do you mean?
He's the waiting one on a call about the Jeep. For. You want to be selling him a Jeep, Matt?
Yeah, but it'll...
I can unblock it this time.
You do it.
I have hacks.
You do it, Jim.
You're okay.
You fine to do it. What was it he had? He had a Wrangler and what's, I forget.
Just want to get him on the phone, tell him we're selling the Jeep, then tell him who we are and what's going on.
Okay. You going to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, so, Emily.
I'm going to get to it quick, though.
Okay, Emily.
Yeah.
We're going to call him back. Nine is going to pretend to be the guy with the Jeep on Craigslist.
I don't know anything about this Jeep. I got to get it out of I just got to breeze past it. I don't know what the Jeep
man,
is.
Right? Hey, it's me with the Jeep. It's John Marston. I got the Jeep. Okay, hold on. Oh.
Hello, this is Jackson.
Hey, you called about that Wrangler I got on Craigslist?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What's going on, brother?
I'm not selling a Jeep. This is the Rise Guys, and you've been on Truth and Consequences with your wife, Emily. She's worried about you.
Morning, Jackson. We're on the radio right now, 93.3 The Planet in Greenville, South Carolina. Emily?
So you mean to tell me you're just wasting my damn time on some radio show right now?
First of all, it is not some radio show. Read the Arbitron ratings. We're killing it.
Yeah. Plus, I said the Rise Guys, you immediately knew we're a radio show.
Yes. Ha-ha, that's true.
Ha.
That's mainstream recognition.
You're familiar.
Jackson, if you just would listen for a minute instead of hanging up and getting all mad, if I was thinking about making a major purchase, you'd know I'd want to hear your thoughts and I'd include you in making my decision.
Unbelievable. Listen, have I not made myself clear? I don't give a damn about what anybody else thinks. You're not one here out airing our dirty laundry for everyone to hear about it on some Rise Guys radio show. I don't understand why the hell you are wasting my time. This is ridiculous.
Because it's your marriage, and she's feeling as though you're... God, why he hung up again? He hung up again. Emily.
All right, let me call back with a Jeep.
No. I don't know if he'll fall for that again.
I got a good one. Grand Cherokee.
Don't even bother. It's not even worth it.
What are you feeling right? I don't even want to say what I'm thinking. What are you feeling right now, Emily?
I don't know what I feel right now. I feel like I don't know how much more I can do this.
I have to look at it this way. So I'm the father of a daughter, and if my kid one day was married, and I'm going to be honest, I hope she never gets married, unless it's to a lady.
Oh, if,
I know how men treat women. If I found out that her husband was doing stuff like this, and then when it was brought up to him, he's like, I don't give a damn what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
He's a narcissist.
I know. Yeah, I'm.
Paige, what should she do? She's got two children here. She's got 11 years of her life, and she's got a husband who is pushing her. I feel as though trying to push you away.
I think you need, well, first off, you need a budget to work with a household. And I had to do that with my husband and say, this is what you contribute, this is what we spend. You have to look at the budget.
It's like monitoring a baby. It's just a lot of pressure on me. And he buys stuff that he wants.
And when
it's like, no one's going to use my kids aren't going to use a motorcycle. You know what I mean? It's just.
They could like sell it and pay for college, man. Part of it.
And what I keyed into was the narcissist stuff, that he was buying stuff for himself. He thought of himself first. And then when you called him out on it, he went to attack you.
He doesn't give a damn what she or anybody thinks.
What he does frequently. So you need to address that.
You know, here's a text message, P1 Plum Rotten. Does he ever show up with stuff for the kids or her like this? Great question. Does he go out and...
I mean, the TV, obviously, you know, something like that we all could benefit from, but no, not really. Everything's...
He's not really buying the boys little, you know, those little Jeeps. Those things are badass now.
Yeah,
the little cars that they have for kids, yeah, they're awesome. If they get a few more CCs in it and a little more leg room, I'd drive one around.
I would have separate accounts.
Well, that's another text that came in. I am not married, so I have to wonder about this. When you get married, does one person control the checkbook and pay the bills? Now, I'm divorced right now, so obviously I can't say that I know everything about marriage and all the ins and outs and how you make them work. But I think when it comes to bills, one person, if you can agree upon it, can cut the checks or do the bill pay or whatever.
I had to sit my husband down and say, look, things are getting cut off because you say you pay it and you didn't, and this is what's going to happen. You manage your finances, you give me what you need to contribute, and this is what it's going to be, so things are paid on time.
Here's another text message. Tell Emily that he wants out. He just doesn't want to be the one to say it. I think that's a little strong. I think he's just out of control, whether it be with drugs or alcohol or credit cards.
Some people take sins like some kind of bipolar thing, like it's like manic buying or something, which, you know, could be, potentially.
Yeah.
If he buys a damn Jeep, I mean, we're just going to have so many problems. He just better not buy it. That's all I can say.
You better get ready to ride with the tops off. You go join a Jeep club next.
No, she should keep her clothes on. All right. I wish you the best of luck. I really, really do. Not just because you're going through this, but you got a couple kids and, you know, it's a whole mess. He's got to get some counseling. That's a great text. Addiction is addiction is addiction. You can be addicted to drugs, spending, pornography.
Yeah, there's some kind of reason he's trying to fill some kind of void in life with things.
Yeah, he's trying to replace his mama, it sounds like.
I mean, potentially. I don't know enough about it to say that for certain, but he's trying to fill some kind of void in life.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.